When the planet was forming 4.5 billion years ago or so,
yep.
Tell me a little bit about that structure. How did this thing evolve?
Okay, well, quite often when people talk about a planet and its structure, they assume that all the mass of the planet is being attracted and compresses down to the center. But there's a few things that that aren't really taken into consideration that we've discovered. One of the first things is that the actual growing of a planet is one thing that is not really been fully realized. So, for example, when a planet is very small, it has a small mass, and matter that's attracted to a planet that's only small will only come down and be pulled onto the planet with a small amount of attraction. And as a planet gets larger, what actually happens is the mass of the planet gets larger, and so the material that comes to join the planet actually gets attracted with a lot stronger force. And effectively what's happening, this is in creating a planet that is more externally dense, that is dense on the outside rather than dense in the center. So effectively, as a planet grows, it becomes more dense and more dense on the outside as it gets bigger, and the center stays loosely compressed. And this is the first stage of a planet forming. There are many other things as well that we've discovered. That is, as matter comes and joins the planet, and then it gets buried by subsequent matter that comes afterwards, this original matter actually starts to lose weight. And when matter actually loses weight, it actually has no longer got the power to compress matter to a greater level of compression below it.
So now those two
processes happening together actually form an externally dense planet.
All right, now this picture that you've sent us that we have up on the coasttocoastam.com website has what appears to be a central sun, a small one, and landmass and oceans. Am I looking at this correctly?
Yes, definitely. There's a number of parts to this story. Obviously, the first part is the very basic geological structure of the Earth and how it forms in such a way. But we've taken that a lot further, and we talk about life, and we talk about the environment and so on as well. And we definitely believe that the inside of the Earth is definitely able to support life with a central sun. And very much in a similar way to the outside, it will have precipitation and in a perfect environment, basically, for life to actually evolve.
Where did this little sun come from? How did that get there?
Okay, the current theory is the dynamo theory, and there are a number of problems with that. First of all, we know that the magnetic field originates from a point near the center, but that point is not actually fixed in regards to the rest of the planet. It actually has a westward drift, and it reverses in its polarity every so long. And it's also tilted at 11 degrees. And so these things indicate that whatever it is that's causing this magnetic field is not strongly connected to the Earth. Now, the dynamo theory suggests that it's the spinning of the Earth that actually causes the actual magnetism and the magnetic poles. But what we've discovered is that the central magnetic reaction is actually formed in a much different way. As we know, that material, all matter, emits radiation. And of course, rock and matter on the outside of the planet, this radiation just dissipates into space, and we don't really notice it. But on the inside of the planet, what we find is with this inner-facing surface, this concentrates and focuses this energy into a central point. Now, we believe that the atmosphere inside the planet will reach to a thin state right across the entire planet. And it's this focused state of energy focusing on the atmosphere that actually will actually form a nuclear reaction which will change the mass of the atmosphere into energy. And this is what we believe powers the central sun.
Don't
believe it has mass in itself, but it's just that's the location where this reaction is taking place.
Does the sun move at all, or you know, does the inside rotate or anything like that?
It doesn't appear to. It probably very slightly the location of the magnetic field is slightly drifting westward, so it is moving slowly, very slightly, but generally remaining in the center of the planet. as best as we can see at this point of time.
Yeah, I guess what we should say is that the sun in the center does not have a mass. It's just the location of this reaction taking place. So
okay.
It's not something that can fall out to the outer shell, for example.
But it provides heat and light.
Definitely, yes.
Yes.
With, for example, Einstein's famous equation, E equals mc squared, we know that when matter is reduced to its energy, it is an enormous amount of energy is released, and so the process taking place in the center of the planet would quite easily have enough energy and light and heat to light the inside world.